So go ahead and close your eyes. Sit up alertly, sit up straight. I'm going to lead you now in Rup Dhyan. Rup Dhyan means meditating on the form of God. You can meditate on any form of God. In this meditation, we're going to be thinking of Radha and Krishna. We are all related to God. Each one of us has a very personal relationship with God. Divyo deva eko narayano mata pita bhrata surid nivasa sharanam surid. Vedas tell us that actually God is everything for us. God is not just God, someone to be looked at from afar. God is yours. Radha Krishna are yours. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friend, your beloved, your child. They're your everything. Every relationship that you feel in this world, which is loving towards you, loving for you, every sweet relationship you have in this world, you have the same relationship with Radha and Krishna already. So feel in your heart. Don't hesitate. Just feel Krishna is mine. Radha is mine. Today in the meditation, we're going to play holy with Radha and Krishna. You would probably find it, you would have some hesitation to play holy with God. That's why I'm telling you, even though Radha Krishna are God, go beyond that understanding that they are God. Go beyond that to the understanding that they are yours. So play holy with your Radha and Krishna. Imagine that you're in divine Vrindavan, which is the abode of Radha and Krishna, and you're in a beautiful garden, wooded garden, on a very pleasant day where it's not too hot or too cold, but it's nice and sunny. And there's a mandal. There's an area which has some stone tiles, a nice big round area which has stone tiles. And here in this area, you see that there are big pots of gulal, of red color, saffron color, all different colors of holy powder placed at different areas throughout this huge mandal. And you see that there are dozens and hundreds of pots of wet color, each with several pichkaris sticking out of them. You've come to this mandal, and now you see Radha and Krishna have also arrived. Radha and Krishna have come to play holy, and along with Radha, hundreds of other gopis have come, and along with Krishna, hundreds of Gwalbals. In other words, Radha Rani brought all of her friends. Shri Krishna brought all of his friends. And they've all met in this large Ras Mandal to play Holi. You're also going to join in and play Holi. You can either join Radha's team, you can be one of the gopis. You can join Shri Krishna's team, be one of the Gwalbals. But you're also going to play Holi today. So the two teams have met, and everybody has come close to a place where they can grab handfuls of color or pick up a pitchkari to spray wet color. And first of all, there's a little bit of playful taunting. The boy's side, Krishna's side, is saying that, okay, Radharani, are you ready to play Holi? Are you sure you want to play against us? And Radharani's side, all the gopis are saying, we have nothing to worry about. You always lose against us. We win every time. So after they had a bit of banter in this way, they started playing Holi. Now you're also playing Holi with them. The color starts flying, the powder starts flying in big clouds of red and yellow powder filling the sky. This powder is not just powder. This is imbued with the grace of Radha and Krishna. So if Radharani or Shri Krishna comes up to you and wipes powder on you, rubs it on you, it's like they're giving their love to you. People start spraying the pitchkaris all over. So now there's wet color flying all over. You're joining in, spraying Radha or spraying Krishna, their spring color on you. Now, in the Holi game, usually one side starts to get the advantage. Today, in this big game of Holi between Radha and Krishna and gopis and Gwalbals, there's no one getting the advantage yet. But one of Shri Krishna's friends decided to play a joke on Shri Krishna, Dhansukh. He yelled out, "Oh friends," keep in mind Dhansukh is on Shri Krishna's side. But he yelled out to all the boys, he said, "Krishna has been defeated and he's been captured by Radharani and all the gopis. Save yourselves, run, run back to your homes. Krishna has been defeated." Now, before Shri Krishna could yell that, "No, no, it's not true. I haven't been captured." Before he could yell that, all the Gwalbals dropped their pitchkaris and dropped their gulal and they started running for their homes to escape the gopis. So guess what? Krishna was left alone, surrounded by gopis. So Radharani came up and instructed the gopis, "Okay, you take a chunari and tie his hands and we'll bring him back to my palace." So after being defeated in Holi in this way, the gopis captured Shri Krishna and had a lot of fun with him. Once they had his hands tied behind his back, they all took turns applying some holy color to him. Teasing him, tickling him. And they brought him back to Radharani's palace. And over there, Shri Krishna got dressed up by the gopis. They put a chunari on him for fun. and said, oh, he looks like a very pretty boy. In fact, he looks like a girl dressed up to play holi. So in this way, the gopis and Gwalbals and Radha and Krishna, they all had so much fun playing holi, and you were there too. You played holi with them, and you experienced what it's like to play with Radha and Krishna, because they are yours. So in this way, for the next few minutes as well, you can keep doing Roop Dhyan of playing holi with Radha and Krishna in your own way. You can imagine this Leela in any way you want. And we'll do a couple minutes of Radhe Govinda.